Hello and welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Cara Laurence. The Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra just finished its 80th season. Led by music director Andrew Kohler, it's made up of talented young high school-aged musicians who audition, practice, and then perform in three concerts a year. In addition, some students join the orchestra's chamber ensembles. There's a woodwind quintet, a brass quintet, and two string quartets, all coached by teaching artists of the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. Today, you're going to meet the members of the KJSO Woodwind Quintet in a session that we recorded live at WMUK in the Takeda Performance Studio. On flute, we have Emma Temple, a sophomore at Gull Lake High School. On clarinet, Karu Murai, a senior from Portage Central. On oboe, Mae Lanting, a senior at Kalamazoo Central High School. On bassoon, Jackson Krause, a senior from Portage Central High School. And on horn, Andrew Burhans, a sophomore at Portage Central. We'll meet the players shortly, but first they'll perform Johann Sebastian Bach's Little Fugue in G minor. Live from the Takeda studio, let's hear the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra Woodwind Quintet. Thank you. What a warm-up. Johann Sebastian Bach. That's the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Woodwind Quintet. Now we have a chance to get to know some of the players, and I'd like to start with Emma Temple. What a beautiful tone you have on that flute.
Thank you.
So have you been studying flute for a while?
Yeah, I've been studying since sixth grade.
Who's your current teacher? Do you have a private teacher?
Yes, Suzanne Rucker. I've had her since sixth grade as well, yes.
Has the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony changed your life in any way?
It has. When I was in middle school, in the beginning, it was a little bit more challenging than music, but as I got into eighth grade, the music began to get a little easier, and I wanted to find a different challenge. And definitely going into the Junior Symphony into my ninth grade year, I didn't expect the challenge that I ended up getting. So it ended up pushing me to become a better musician, I think.
What can you tell young listeners about being in the symphony? There's a lot of work involved, but the payoff is growth, music. What do you think?
I think it's all of that. I learned to, I've like just like this and going around to different schools and stuff, having to show kids about my instrument, having to talk in front of people has helped me in school. It helped me grow as a musician. I mean, I've looked at music completely different since I've started playing flute. And it just, also nerves and learning to control those is a big part of performing in the symphony, not just knowing the music, but being able to play it in front of people.
Absolutely. That solo part is coming up in 36 measures and you got to be prepared to sing it out. Right now, I'd like to talk to clarinetist Koru Murai.
Hello.
How long have you played in the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra?
This is my second year and my last year.
So you are a senior.
Yes, I am.
Well, tell me about clarinet, why you chose it, and do you study privately with anyone?
Yes, actually, I do study with Jesse Williams. He teaches over at Crescendo Academy of Music over at the Epic Center, downtown Kalamazoo. I started lessons with him sophomore year of high school. Before that, I began clarinet in sixth grade because we had like a instrumental petting zoo in my elementary school, and clarinet was the only instrument I could make a sound on. So I was like, you know, clarinet is my calling. But until Jesse, I did not take any private lessons, and I kind of regret it because he's a really great teacher.
You are kind of a fearless player. I like your expressiveness. What does music mean to you? Is it a form of expression as an alternate to talking or socializing or something?
Yeah, I truly do believe that you can give off a certain message through music. However, at the same time, everyone listens to music in their own way. They find their own meaning to it, which I think is the beautiful part about music. To me, it was sort of like an escape from schoolwork or just talking to other people because I don't really like talking to other people. But I just really liked sitting down with my clarinet and just playing, and it was sort of my escape. So that's what music means to me.
Did you go to South Africa last June?
Yes, I did, actually.
What was that like?
It was awesome. It seems like a really simple way to put it, but it's just like the one word that comes to mind when I think about it. Experiencing the culture was amazing. Especially, it's really hard to get down to the Southern Hemisphere. We always stay up in the North and go to Europe or go to Asia and stuff like that. But I never thought I'd have a chance to go to Africa. And it was really amazing to be able to see the vibrant cultures, how people, it was music was flowing through their veins, and they're all really good at singing too. I feel like it's in their DNA or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not good at singing.
I wish up here, you know, we just hummed all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just really like that.
Well, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. How about we have a chat with oboist May Lanting?
Hi.
You are the oboist with the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra and the Woodwind Quintet. And I do seem to remember something about you, May, and that's you started as a freshman or younger?
I started the oboe when I was actually in fourth grade. And then I joined the Junior Symphony for the spring concert when I was in fifth grade because they needed an extra oboist. So my oboe teacher kind of just like shoved me into it. And I really enjoyed that first concert. So I auditioned. And so I've been in the orchestra since I was in sixth grade. So I think technically like 7 years, seven and a third. Yeah.
What has that meant for your life?
Basically, it means I've grown up in the orchestra. It's kind of crazy to think about because, like, some of the people I played with my very first year are, like, out of college or graduated and, like, going on to do all these, like, amazing things. So just having, like, a constant presence of music from, like, that early on and then having an environment where I was, like, challenged to be confident and kind of express myself in the music even when I was, like, playing in front of all these kids that are, like, older than me and I was, like, very nervous. But having, like, the chance to kind of build up my skill musically and, like, as a performer, but, like, also as a person getting the confidence to kind of play out.
You are a wonderfully sensitive player. Your
Thank
phrasing
you.
is to die for. And conductor Andrew Kohler has never dumbed down programs for the Junior Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing top repertoire that all symphonies play. Does that affect your maturity level? I mean, just being asked to play what a major orchestra also plays?
Yeah, I remember the very first concert I was subbing in, we were playing Aida by Verdi. And so I thought I was a little self-confident 9-year-old and I was like, I got this, this will be fine. And I stepped into rehearsal and I realized I had been practicing everything at half tempo and I was like, why are we going so fast, what's going on? So that was kind of like a leap into the world of orchestra music, but I really do enjoy it and I've played so many like amazing pieces and they're all great.
May, do you have a private teacher?
Yes, I currently study with Gabriel Renteria through the Crescendo Academy downtown. He's the principal oboist of the KSO, and I'm really honored to work with him.
That's wonderful. You're now a senior. Do you have a college picked out? Plans for the future?
Yes. I'm committed to Kalamazoo College right now. I'm not planning on majoring in music. I'm planning on going to computer science at this point, but I plan to continue with the oboe, probably through the Kalamazoo Philharmonia and stuff like that.
The oboe's not going in the closet.
Probably not.
Probably. It better not. Oh, and congratulations on winning the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra Concerto Competition.
Thank you.
Well, let's go back to music for a little while, and then we'll have a chance to talk to Jackson and Andrew. But would one of you be willing to introduce this next piece by Eric Iwasen? I see that Jackson has been nominated. Step on over to our speaking mic. Hi, Jackson.
Hello.
Tell us about the Iwasen.
So, you know, there was this one day, as our groups gotten together, we've really congealed together into a really good ensemble. And I think our instructor, Mr. Wheeler, saw that. There was this one day he had this look in his eyes and I was like, oh no. And he was like, guys, it's time for you to play Roaring Fork by Eric Iwasen. And I was like, oh boy. And so
What's
here
that?
We are playing Roaring Fork. It's a piece, Eric Iwasen, he's a contemporary composer. He's still alive today. And that's really cool. It's kind of an impressionist-y piece about his a trip he had to Colorado, I believe. And the movement we will be playing is the second movement, the slow one, Columbines or Snowmass Lake. What I get from it when I play from it is a really serene... At times, the water's still flowing. There isn't ice at some spots. But most of the time, it's a pretty serene, beautiful piece, I think, just about a snow-covered lake. Or there's snow on the banks, there's ice, it's still, it's quiet, there's hibernation going on.
I think we're ready to hear.
All right.
Music of Eric Iwasen. This is the second movement of the Roaring Fork Quintet for Winds. On flute, Emma Temple. The clarinetist is Karu Murai. The oboist is May Lanting. Bassoonist Jackson Krause. And the horn player, Andrew Burhans.
Thank you.
Live in WMUK's Takeda studio, the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Woodwind Quintet, performing music of Eric Ewazin, second movement from the Roaring Fork Quintet. We've been talking with these wonderful young musicians about taking on musical roles in the Junior Symphony, in the quintet, how it has changed them as people and adds to who they are as high school seniors, for example. And our next musician is a high school senior at Portage Central. His name is Jackson Krause.
Hello.
Hello again. Jackson, when did you pick up the bassoon and why? Is there a story behind the bassoon?
Kind of. So in fifth grade, I was really sure that I was going to play French horn, actually. But then the band Central's band program came through Lake Center Elementary School, and I saw the bassoon. And I was like, hey, that's a cool big instrument. And then he played like In the Hall of the Mountain King, and I was like, hey, that's kind of iconic. And then Mrs. Flynn said, you know, only one or two people get to play the bassoon. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to be me. And now it's me. So here we are.
Did you grow up in a musical family?
No, I really didn't. My mom and dad, like, I think like my mom, she danced, and my dad was part of like his high school choir, but I don't really have a really musical family. I think the reason that I really like music is I think like when I was younger, my parents were trying to like get me into things, and they took me to some KSO children's performances, and I think that really put the bug in me. And it was joining the KJSO, like my sophomore year of high school, that I really started to realize how much I connected with music and how interested I was with it.
And who do you study with, Jackson?
Well, I originally studied with Brent Decker at the Crescendo Academy in downtown Kalamazoo. And since freshman year of high school, I've been taking private lessons with Laura Diaz. She used to be the graduate assistant for Dr. Rose at Western, and she's come back to Western to get a degree in music therapy.
Today, you're making bassoon playing look easy, and it's not. You're producing beautiful tones and blending so well, for helping to form the foundation of these pieces. Was it ever difficult? I mean, it's a big instrument, as you say.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always difficult. I remember like the first 2 years I was in the Woodwind Quintet. Honestly, the beginning of this year, it was really difficult to blend well. And I'm always developing my tone, as all of us are as musicians. And I guess I'm always working to make it better. It sounds pretty good as of now, I think. Most people say it is. But I always think there's room for improvement. I'm not trying to get to a point where I am Judith LeClaire and that's where we're good. I think all the great musicians out there are good because they're just trying to get better. And they're not as concerned about like getting to a certain place. So I think that I'm always working to improve. I'm not as concerned as to where I am as to what I can do to get better. And I think that's helping.
It does. Is that Judith LeClaire someone out there that
Oh, yes.
To aspire
She's the
to?
First bassoonist of the New York Phil.
Oh, cool. Okay. So it sounds like you actually know your music, know your players. Do you enjoy checking out recordings and repertoire? Yeah.
I listen to all kinds of music all the time. I've especially started getting into some like weird modern music. Like there's this one bassoon concerto by Sofia Gubaidulina. It has like this weird extended technique. Like, could I demonstrate? I don't know.
I think you should give it a whirl. We'll see how it sounds on the tape.
This is one multiphonic thing she does where you play a note, but then you drop your embouchure. So it drops into a bunch of notes at the same time. Like there's this one part where it's just the bassoon and it does this. She loved doing stuff like that, and it's awesome.
That's really cool. You're a senior. Where do you plan to go when you graduate?
You know, I've auditioned at a number of places, and I've thought really hard, and I guess I really just want to stay close to home. I think I'm going to Western Michigan University as a freshman. I think what really motivated me to go there in terms of music and just like working to be a better musician, I think is the professor there, Dr. Rose, the professor of bassoon. She's a wonderful person. Definitely one of the big motivating factors for going there. I also really like the small studio size at Western. I think it's just 9 bassoon students there. I found that I kind of like that smaller atmosphere at Western. And I think that's what I'm going to spend the next 4 years doing.
How do you feel about Andrew Kohler, the director of the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony?
I love Mr. Kohler. My first experience with him was scary because we were playing Beethoven's Fifth, and that was my first time ever being in the KJSO. So I showed up from a week of band camp not having even looked at my bassoon part, and I was like, yeah, this is going to be great. And I sat down, and the whole symphony started playing, and I was like, oh, no. And I don't think I played a single note that entire first rehearsal. And he kept looking at me and going like, Jackson, why are you not playing? And I was like, ah! And it was awful, and I was really sad and scared. But I decided to, I wanted to like go and like talk to him about the music and stuff. So like I challenged him to chess. I've sent him emails about music and stuff. Both of those were fun times. And Mr. Kohler is a great person. Like he chooses really hard pieces for the KJSO, that's for sure. And like he's a very professional person. But if you really talk to him, like he is a very kind, caring person. Like he's helped me think through college multiple times, and he always listens to feedback about like what pieces we should play. He has a love for music, especially like the Eastern European music, and he's full of fun information and good insight, and he's kind of a character, and I think I'm also kind of a character, and it's fun hanging out with him.
You might be considered a character, but what's really going on is you have multiple personalities and characters that you can draw on to really to focus, to add style to every piece you're playing.
Thank you. I think something why I really like music especially is there's when I read a book or I'm in a place just like I'm traveling and I'm somewhere. There's an atmospheric quality to all of those things, to certain moments in my life that I cannot for anything possibly describe in words. There's some sort of feel. It's almost like the impression of a feeling I get from yeah, like literature or paintings or just places. And I feel like there's pieces of music that I think really capture that for me. Like the last piece we just played, like Columbines or Snowmass Lake, there's just this intangible element to it that captures almost like a feeling of that moment when you're in just a still the lake when it's winter. I would imagine in Colorado. And yeah, I try to give the music the playing it deserves. I really try to work.
Get into that space.
Yeah. it's not as much. I'm not trying to express my own kinds of the feelings when I play music. I guess there's something in really great pieces of music, like that piece by Iwasen, and there are a lot of other pieces by like the great composers, that there's some element to it that I'm always trying to find and express to the best of my ability. And it's really hard to explain that because I don't even know exactly what I'm expressing. It's such a weird abstract thing, but that's what I'm trying to get at when I play. I don't know.
This is Jackson Kraus, who is a member of the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Woodwind Quintet. And we have one final member to talk to.
I've been starting off with my quick impression of each musician, and Andrew Burhans, I think for the rest of your life, you are going to be welcome wherever you go with your French horn. Just a wonderfully flexible player. I love it when you come out with the hard tones all of a sudden and the whole piece jumps up a few notches when required.
But, thank you.
Tell me about your study. Do you have a private teacher currently?
Yes, I currently study with Caitlin Hosey. She lives in Stevensville Lakeshore area, but she has a Kalamazoo studio and a Stevensville studio, and I enjoy studying with her. She's younger, and so she's less established in the music scene, but I think that her determination and her strong will is really impactful and important in a learning environment as well as in her personal playing.
Just like Emma, you're a sophomore. Mm-hmm. And when did you join the quintet?
I joined the quintet this past year, so I've been with the quintet, but I've been in KJSO for 2 years now, just like Emma.
Were there other interests or hobbies or directions you were thinking of going at the time? And
I've always enjoyed music. I've always had a passion for classical music, and I've never really enjoyed listening to like pop music or stuff like that, so it's always been in me that I want to play music. I want to be passionate about music, but for a long time, I didn't want to consider going into music because there is often a stigma around music that musicians don't make a lot of money, and that was a big concern for me. But now realizing that music is what I love, and I would rather sacrifice having a lot of money for doing something that I love, definitely.
Did you also go to South Africa on the trip last year?
Yes, it was life-changing.
Well, tell me some more of your impressions.
I was really interested. I mean, I've never been out of the country before then, so that was the first time experiencing traveling internationally, which can be hectic, but it's also very eye-opening and very interesting, very fun. And getting to travel with fellow passionate musicians was definitely very interesting. I mean, being able to perform for people all around the world is definitely a goal of mine. I mean, having those experiences for performing as well as for just sightseeing, being able to see different things, being able to experience different things is very important.
The French horn is the only brass instrument in the woodwind quintet, and it does have this interesting role of adapting to brass ensemble or woodwind ensemble. Does that kind of fit your personality? Are you a good chameleon, as it were?
I do try. I mean, I play in a brass quintet at school as well as a woodwind quintet, so I'm actually in three quintets, which is definitely a balancing act. I mean, this quintet is definitely my favorite quintet, I will admit that.
They're all celebrating over here.
But it is a definitely a chameleon-like instrument. I mean, horn has to adapt to play in orchestra, in band, in quintets, and I think that in order to play the horn well, you need to be able to understand how the composer wrote the music and how the horn fits into the music, definitely.
Maybe you could give us your thoughts on Malcolm Arnold's Three Shanties.
It's quite an interesting piece. I mean, I do like playing it. I mean, we haven't played it. We haven't actually performed it ever. We performed a lot of these pieces at churches, and we performed the Bach at our second concert, but we've never performed the shanties before. And I think that's probably because they're shanties. They're sea shanties, and they're a little bit vulgar.
They have no words, right?
Yes, they don't have any words, but they're a little bit vulgar in the sense that they're not to be performed at a church. And I mean, we've never tried to perform them at a church because it's definitely recognized that they're not a church piece. But I think they're definitely an intriguing piece, very esoteric, very... You'll listen to it, but we've been playing this for almost the entire season, but I still notice little things that come in and out throughout the piece that pass between the instruments. It's very well written piece, very well interpreted.
Well, the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Woodwind Quintet is live in our studio here, the Takeda Studio at WMUK. The Kalamazoo Junior Symphony itself is celebrating its 80th season this year. It has been a haven for young musicians for 80 years, and it's such a delight to meet five of them today. Here we go, the third of the three shanties by Malcolm Arnold. Hilarious. What a piece.
Okay, that's not what I'm really gonna say. Maybe I'll keep it in, I don't know. Music of Malcolm Arnold from the Three Shanties, played by the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Woodwind Quintet, live in our studio. Five wonderful ambassadors for orchestral and chamber music in West Michigan. That brings our time together to a close. I would like to thank Emma Temple, the flutist, the clarinetist, Kuru Marai, oboist May Lanting, bassoonist Jackson Krause, and horn player Andrew Burhans. Thank you all for being here. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.